The bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, just that Mishnah on the bottom, help us continue into Lamed Beis. The Mishnah says, Ha'ochel Chumas Chameis B'Pesach. So someone eats Chumas Chameis on Pesach. So there are two Yisurim that are going on here. We're talking about a Zar, a non-Kohen who eats Chuma, which in general, of course, is Aser to do. And one has to, if someone eats Chuma, a Zar eats Chuma B'Shogeg, has to pay Keren, the value of the Chuma, and an additional Chomesh, one-fifth added to that. And if someone eats Chuma B'Mezid, I'm saying outside a little background, B'Mezid, a person is Pata from the Chomesh. But he still has to pay the Keren, has to pay the actual value, because when you take a Kohen's Chuma, so you're also violating the Eser Gzela. So if it was done, let's say B'Mezid, I purposely took someone else's Chuma, I have to pay the amount of the Keren because it's Gzela. If I did it B'Shogeg, so there's a special din that you have to pay in addition to the Keren, you have to pay a Chomesh as well because eating Chuma is a special Eser. So the Mishnah talks about a case of Chuma and Chametz coming together on Pesach. So the Mishnah again, once again, says, Ha'ochel Chumas Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg. I eat a Kohen's Chuma that happens to be Chametz, happens to be on Pesach. Oh, I do all of this B'Shogeg. The din is I'm Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. I have to pay the amount, the full amount, plus an additional Chomesh. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the Chiddush is, but I'll just mention now, because there is no value of Chametz. Chametz is Aser B'Hana. So seemingly I would have to pay nothing. There's no value to Chametz. So by me eating dirt, if you will, I have to pay nothing. I haven't taken anybody's value away. So what's the Chiddush here that I've got to pay something? So Gemara tells us what Rashi tells us what the Gemara is going to tell us. Because when you pay back Tashlum, you're not really paying back value. You have to pay back Lefi Mida. You have to pay back according to the measure, the volume of what you ate as opposed to the value of what you ate. So that's part of this Mishnah. However, if you eat it b'mezid, you ate chumas chametz b'pesach, b'mezid on purpose, then you're pater mitashlum u'medibei eitzim. You're actually exempt from paying anything because the only time you chayv tashlumim in chuma is when it's done b'shogeg. Once it's done b'mezid, there's no chiv chum anymore, there's a chiv midin gzela, second iser. Again, there are two iserim that are going on here. There's an iser gzela and an iser eating chuma. So b'mezid, there's no iser chuma, but there is an iser gzela. So once you're talking about an iser gzela, so when I pay back something, I have got to pay back the value. I need to pay back the value. So in the rest of the year, if I steal money, I got to pay the value. But on Pesach, if I eat chametz, there's no value to chametz on Pesach because it's aser b'hana. Therefore, I've nothing to pay back, so you're potter in that case. Well, it's right. It is counterintuitive that when you do something on purpose, you should have to pay in shogeg not. But sometimes we have these interesting things that comes out that way. Sometimes, let's say for example, gullus. So if someone kills someone with shogeg, so it goes to gullus. But you kill b'mezid, you don't go to gullus. He's scot free. But let's say there's no hasara, no edim and hasara. No one witnessed it, no one gave him any warning. He did it on purpose. He doesn't get gullus. He's free. He can walk around. He's safe. Well, not really safe, but he can walk around. He doesn't have to go to gullus. Sometimes doing something b'mezid seemingly seems to be an easier punishment, but sometimes we say because he did something so bad, he doesn't deserve a kapara for it. So that would be how to explain the other side. But this is the Mishnah. The difference between shogeg and mezid. So now the Gemara on the bottom brings a Mishnah elsewhere from Maseches Chumos that says as follows. Tanan, Hasam, we learn there in the Mishnah, Ha'ochel Chuma B'Shogeg. If you eat Chuma accidentally, Mishalem Keren V'Chomesh. You have to pay the value and you have to pay the additional one-fifth we spoke of. Echad Ha'ochel V'Echad HaShosa, whether you ate it, whether you drank the Chuma. V'Echad Hasach, if you used it to smear oil. V'Echad Chuma Tmeah, whether it's Tmeah, Echad Chuma Torah, regardless of the status of Tamei or Tar. All those cases you have to pay, and Mishalim Chomesh V'Chumsha D'Chumsha. You have to pay a fifth, and a fifth, and a fifth. What does that mean, a fifth, and a fifth? Rashi tells us in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down from the top, Chomesh V'Chumsha. He says, Sheha Tashlumim Ne'esin Chuma. When you pay back Tashlumim, the din is, when I pay Chuma back to a Kohen, I need to pay Chulin. From my pocket, I got to pay chulun, but that chulun transforms into chuma now, as the Kohen gets it. And let's say this now new chuma I give to the Kohen, vim chazer, Rashi says, v'ochel b'shogeg, I eat that chomesh, I eat that b'shogeg, osa chomesh, rishon chazer, mishalim chumsha, olav. I now have to pay that fifth, becomes a keren, because I ate it now b'shogeg, and I've got to pay another fifth on top of the fifth I took. So again, let's say I took $100. Of chuma, so I have to pay a fifth. So I got to pay $120 right now. Machok is how exactly to value the fifth. But let's take it easy. $120 I have to pay. So I pay $120 back to the Kohen. Now that $20 I eat Beshogeg again. That $20 is Truma, and I've got to pay $20 plus another fifth, so I got to pay another $4. So $24 I got to pay. $24? Yeah, $24. So that's what it means. Chumsha to Chumsha. A fifth on top of another fifth. And if I eat that $4, which is now the new fifth of a fifth, I got to pay another fifth on that one also. Meaning the Gemara sounds the Chomesh turns into Truma. That's the Chiddush. The Gemara talks about this elsewhere as well. The stin, the Mishnah that's quoted here, Rashi points out, the top Rashi says, Echad Hasach, someone who uses to smear oil, Rashi tells us the source, Damrinan Beperek Bastur de Yuma, the end of Yuma, Sicha Kishisia. Talks about the different halachas of what you cannot do on Yom Kippur. Sicha, rubbing, smearing oil on one's body is like drinking. Vishisia bechlal achila, and drinking is like eating. V'hacha ksiv kiyocha kodesh bishkaga. In the context of eating truma, it says kiyocha. Use the pasuk, the word achila, eating. Included in achila is shtia, and including shtia is sicha. Sfas Hamas points out that although normally drinking the shear is revis, when it comes to the halach of truma, it's actually going to be a kezias. Since the source is achila, we learn shesia is keachila, so in this halacha, shesia has to actually drink an amount of a kezias as opposed to the amount of revis. That's what Sfas Hamas points out. Seems to be agreed upon by everybody. So now bringing this mission of Maseches Trumos, the Gemara has the following shaila. When one pays the amount of truma, does one pay according to the mida, according to the measure, the volume of truma that was eaten? Or do you pay according to the value, the volume or the value? That was the chakira the Gemara raises. Seemingly, this chakira is a following suffix. What's the nature of paying back truma? Tashlume truma. When I have to pay back the Kohen, is it like any other type of nezek, where I've got to pay back the value? If I damage your car, I've got to pay the value of the damage? Or no, it's something different, some other chiddush haTorah that's not normal mamonis, and it's a special din, I got to pay the midah, the volume. When I pay back the car damage, I don't pay the volume where I damage the amount of the door or the window that I broke. It's the value, not the volume. So do I say it's lefi mamon, like general mamonis, or it's a new type of chiddush, I have to got to pay lefi midah? That's the simple reading of this machlokas. The Brisker Rav, however, at the end of his sefer, the Chibur on the Rambam, he has mechtavim, certain letters. He says, according to both stadim, everybody agrees the payment of truma is a chiddush haTorah. It's not according to normal mamonos. It's a chiddush haTorah. The Gemara Shaila is just, how do you evaluate how to pay? How do you take the value? But the actual chiyuv to pay is a chiddush haTorah. Without getting involved, why is it a chiddush haTorah? He says, according to both sides, it is a chiddush haTorah. The only shaila is, how do you evaluate how much to pay back? And without going through this Rashi here, I think also Rashi seems to indicate that as well. And again, that's the shaila. How do you pay truma? Lefi damim, or lefi mida?
What would be an example of volume? I understand. I stole a box of apples, like a back of box of apples. What's the other one? What's an example of the other one?
So let's say you look at the Gemara is about to bring it out, but let's say the nafkamina is if the value changes. I stole an apple, and the apples go down in value.
Right. You have to give just another apple or another apple and a half.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Gemara says now, so what's the halacha? Lefi damim or lefi mida? So the Gemara says, kol hecha demi'ikara shavya arba zuzei, ulvasof shavya zuzei, whenever it's initially worth, let's say, 4 zuz. I stole a 4 zuz of shuma. And at the end, when it comes time for payment, it's only worth a 1 zuz. So let's take the example of apples. But apples using as truma, it's machlokas whether apples would be considered truma deraisa. Truma deraisa, according to most, is only going to be dogon tiosh v'tzarcha, which means the grains, the oil, olive oil, and wine. According to others, Rambam says all peros are going to be truma deraisa. So let's say apples, according to the Rambam. So you take apples that initially was worth, I stole one apple worth 4 zuz. By the time it comes to me paying back the coin, it's worth only 1 zuz. So what's the halacha? So do I have got to pay according to initially when I stole it, which is 4 zuz? According to now, it's 1 zuz. So everyone agrees here, lo tibarcha, that was never a shaila when it went from 4 zuz down to 1 zuz. Divadait kinikara mishalim, lefi damim. Everybody agrees, you pay according to the initial value of 4, you pay that higher amount, lefi damim, the value that which you stole, not the volume, but the value. Dilo garmi gazlam, this is no worse than a gazlam. We said before, when I take a Kohen Shuma, there are really two Isurim that take place. One Isur is taking Shuma. I'm only a Zahar, I'm a non-Kohen. There's an Isur to eat Shuma. The second Isur is a Gzela. So in this case, certainly you're going to take the higher amount because there was gzela that took place here. The lo garam migazlan the tanan. The Mishnah tells us kol agazlan mishalman kishas hagzela. Anybody who steals and this person's a robber, he needs to pay according to the kishas hagzela, the higher amount of four zuz. And Rashi ends up bringing a raya. Rashi says Rashi hecha de meikara. He says, Kisha Ochla hav yeshavya hach girya. Girya means an amount of se'ah. That's a volume. Dal zuze. It was initially worth four. V'hashta kim mishale mishavya zuze v'sula. It's worth a zuze, no more than that. Lo mi baylach, there's never a question. Even if you want to grant me, when it comes to the din of chuma, I have got to pay according to the mida, the volume. Mihu mamona the coin to ach mamona who I still took the mamon of the coin, meaning I took it was still an iser gzela in addition to the truma. V'logar mishar mamona the chulin shadayanim govin mimenu kishas gzela. It's no different than any other gzela. Ki dechsiv asher gazal. The pasuk says kimasher gazal. The source is asher gazal kimasher gazal. How I stole. I stole it worth of four zuz. I got to return how I stole it worth four zuz. Now the Machane Ephraim points out from this Rashi. Rashi points out he brings the source of kishas asher gazal. He says the halacha paying kishas hagzela only applies to gzela, no other nezikin. When it comes to being mazik someone's car or shore, it does not go according to kishas hagzela. Only gzela has the halacha of kishas gzela because the pasuk is in the context of gzela. Other nezikin does not have the halacha paying according to what was worth during the shas hanezek.
Only gzela of what?
Because Rashi brings, how do I know you pay kishas gzela? The pasuk says Asher Gazal, the way I stole, stealing only, but not damaging. So that's the Machane Ephraim's diak. The Chazani says this is not a real diak. Rashi just doesn't bring this as a real source. It's just an idea he brings. Asher Gazal is really used for other halachas, not for this halacha. It's really a lav dafka makor, and therefore the Chazani says this applies to all nezik, and you always have to pay kishas gzela or kishas nezek. So, again, when the property that I ate was worth four zuz and went down to one zuz, everybody agrees you pay according to the higher amount, kishas ha-gzela, because again, two isurim take place here. Eating chuma when I'm not allowed to, and gzela. The shaila is, the Gemara says, ki tibaylecha, when is the shaila here relevant? Dimeikara shavya zuze. Initially it's worth one zuz. And midin gzela, I'd only have to pay one zuz, because that's kishas ha-gzela. However, ulav sof, when it came time for payment, shavya arbab, became four zuz. Now it went up in value. Now you have the shaila. Do I pay according, when it comes to truma, the halacha of truma, do I pay according to lefi mamon? I stole a zuz, I got to pay back a zuz, regardless of the value now. Or do I pay according to mida, according to the volume? So an apple, I got to pay back an apple. An apple was one zuz, but now an apple is four zuz. I got to pay back at the chefs, the object, the volume that I stole. So therefore, it would turn out you'd have to pay more money now because it's worth four zuz, the volume is more expensive. That's the shaila. So the Gemara says, my lefim mida mishalim. Do I pay according to the volume? The amar le girya achel girya mishalim. Girya again is a volume. It's a se'ah, a certain amount. I stole one apple. I have to pay back one apple regardless of the value. Odim lefim damim mishalim. I have to pay back value. Bezuzah achel bezuzah mishalim. So I stole a zuz. I got to return a zuz worth of apples, which might be less than one apple. Might be a half an apple. A slice of an apple might be enough. So amar of Yosef tashma. Achal grogros ushilim le timar. I ate a dried fig, and I return a dry one. Plum. A date, rather.
Plum.
A plum, yeah?
No, plump date.
Plump date. So, no, grogros I thought was dry, no? Rashi says,
is dry, and tomorrow right. is
exactly. Tomorrow is a nice, juicy one often, right? So, grogros is a dry date, and ushilim le timar, I return back a very plump and a very nice, juicy date. So what's the halacha of that? It says the braisa tavola bracha. A person who eats a dry date and returns a very nice juicy date, tavola bracha, he should be very much blessed. It's very, very noble of him to do that. So e amrit bishlama lefi mida mishalim. If it's you pay according to the value, am tulahachi tavola bracha. I understand why he gets a bracha for doing this. The achel giryu, the grogros, the shavya zuza. He ate an amount of a dried date that was worth a zuz, the kayav and the girya de tamarim the shavi arba, and he gave the same amount of dates, but now he gave a much better date. He gave a juicy date, which is worth more. So he stole an amount of volume. He returned the volume, but he gave the guy more value. So that's the tavola bracha. Mikar din, all he had to do is give a volume of a dry date. He gave a volume of a juicy date. So he added to his returning of payment. So the fact that the Tavola Bracha means he did more than he had to do. He paid more money, more value, even though he only had to pay the volume. I'll say that again. It seemed like it was a little unclear. I'm sorry. So he stole a dry date. One dry date. And he has to return one dry date. So that he did the halacha. Nothing to give him a bracha about. This guy, instead of giving a dry date, he gave a juicy date. So now Tavola Bracha. Because he gave, in addition to giving what he had to give, an amount and a value, what he gave a more value in addition to the volume.
It's a funny way to get a bracha.
It is a funny way to get a bracha, exactly.
But you stole what he gave, so why'd you get a bracha?
Right. So a tshuva.
A lot of people still don't give back.
I'm saying, why should you...
This guy's giving it back.
Here we said in the Mishnah that you have to pay Karim and Chomish, you have to add.
You're getting a bracha because it's worth more now. That's why you're getting a bracha. You could have got away by giving what you stole. You're giving something worth more now.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
That is, the tshuva is hard, so...
They can say, okay, you know what I'm saying, I need a bracha, so I'm going to steal, and I'm going to give back more,
no,
so...
That's
what I'm saying.
No, because it's not a loan. This wouldn't be considered a loan.
The rest of the river is the bottom.
That's way beyond the scope of the shiur, I guess.
It could be the stealing that you did wasn't even a good example. You had to steal, you know, to save someone's life. You had to steal. So that's what happened, right?
But. So I understand understand why a person could receive a bracha because he returned the volume, but he gave it a better value to the volume of giving a nice date. Eliyamris lefi damim mishalim. If I got the idea is paying back money, value. Amai tavala bracha, bezuza achal, bezuza kamashalim. Why is he getting a bracha here? Let's say he stole a dry date worth a zuz. He gave back a very juicy, let's say he stole two dry dates. So he returned one juicy date. It was worth the same thing. So why is the guy getting a bracha? He stole value, he returned value. Where's the bracha here? So the Gemara wants to prove from here, it must be lefi mida. Says the Gemara, Amar ba'ai li'ol lefi damim mishalim. Really pays according to the value. V'amai tavola bracha. De'acha midi de lo kafet ala zvine, v'kam mishalim midi de kafet ala zvine. You're right, in Echanam he returned the same value. He stole a zuz of dried dates, he returned a zuz of juicy dates. Okay, so he stole and returned the same amount of money. But now he gave something that's more advantageous to the owner now. He can sell this much easily than dried dates. Juicy dates are much easier to sell than dried dates. That was the Tavola Bracha. Again, in value, in terms of dollars and cents, it was the same thing. But sometimes you have something that's worth the same amount, but it's more easily sold than other objects. So that's the Tavola Bracha. So no raya from there. Now the Gemara brings our Mishnah here, Pesachim, that we started off with. Tinachel chumas chametz bePesach. If you eat chuma, that's chametz on Pesach. All of that b'shogeg, mishalim keren v'chomesh. You pay the full amount of what you stole or you ate, and an additional chomesh. Iyam Rebishlam alafim midah mishalim shabir. I understand if I pay according to the midah, the volume with which I stole. I understand why you would pay this amount of money. Ela iyam lefi damim mishalim. If you have to pay value, chametz bePesach bar damim hu. Is there any value to chametz on Pesach? There's no value. Chametz is asur b'anah. There's no value to pay for. The fact that you have to pay for chumas chametz eaten on Pesach must be that you go according to the midah, according to value. Says the Gemara, and yes, you do have to actually, there is bar dam in Pesach. Chametz on Pesach does have value, because who's the author of this Mishnah? Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi, who we saw a number of times, damar, chametz bePesach mutter b'hanah. You can't get hanah from him, and that's why you pay back the money. So you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah. Yehachi, if Rabbi Yosi Glili is really the author of this Mishnah, Ema Seifa, b'mezid pater minat hashum. If you eat it on purpose, you're pater. U'midmeitzim, you're also pater from paying any of the value of the firewood this chuma could have potentially have been. And now, Rabbi Yosi Glili, am I pater minat hashum? U'midmeitzim. So if Rabbi Yosi Glili is really the author, if I ate it on purpose, so einach nami b'mezid, I'm not chayiv to pay midin chuma, because chuma you only chayiv if b'shogeg, but I still am chayiv to pay midin gzela. I stole a Kohen's chuma. So isn't there din gzela? I've got to pay back the money? And Rabbi Yosef Glili is the author who says chametz b'pesach has value. Says the Gemara, no, savrelek Rabbi Nechuna ben Akana, the Tani Rabbi Nechuna ben Akana, haya oseh yom ha-kipurim k'shabes l'tashuma. We saw this already. that he made Yom Kippur like Shabbos, and when it comes to Shabbos where there's a chi of skila, if someone were to violate two isurim at the same time, we gave the example from the Gemara in Ksubas that you dragged an object outside the house on Shabbos, so you violated both hutzah and you stole a person's object at the same time, so the chi of skila overrides the chi of tashlumim of the Gneva, so you only get one punishment, kim levi the rabbi mina, you get a punishment of skila. So too, Rabbi Nechunim ben Akonasem, when it came to Yom Kippur, which is only a Chiv Karis, not a Chiv Misa, Chiv Karis also will trump the Chiv Tashumim on Yom Kippur. We extended that to also Chiv Karis of Chometz on Pesach. And the Chiv Karis is going to be, will override any Tashumim. So eating Chometz on Pesach, B'mezid, is going to be a Chiv Karis. That Chiv Karis is going to override the Chiv Tashumim of stealing. So you're right, in theory, you should owe money to the Kohen for stealing his object. It does have value, the Chametz on Pesach, because Rabbi Yosef Glili is the author, but the Chiv Karis of Chametz is going to override the Chiv Tashumim of the Gzela. The Gemara says, in fact, this is really a Machlokas Tanoim here. Kitanai. There's a big Machlokas here. Ha'ochel Chumas Chametz B'Pesach Patim Min HaTashumim U'Medvei Eitzim Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Consistent with our Mishnah that someone eats Chumas Chametz on Pesach is pater from any payment. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayv, he says you actually are chayv to pay. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chi ma hana yesh l'ba? Why do you have to pay anything for eating Chumas Chametz? There's no hana, there's no value. What are you paying? Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Kiva, he responds back, u'ma hana yesh l'ba ochel chuma temeya? B'shar kol imos hashana shem mishalim. If someone were to eat chuma temeya, I can't get hana from chuma temeya. The halacha is you still have to pay for eating Chumah Temeah, even though there's no value, no hana you get from Chumah Temeah. So too, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Pesach, ein hachanami, there's no hana you could get from Chametz on Pesach, but you still have to pay.
What if you don't get hana from Chumah Temeah?
Chumah Temeah, you can't eat the Chumah Temeah.
You mean talking about the Kohen or the Baruch?
Anybody.
You know what I'm saying? But he ate it.
He ate it.
Nope.
No, but inherently, you're not allowed to. He violated an Isser, but there is no real permitted Hana you're allowed to get from Chumah Temeah. So just like Chumah Temeah, there's no permitted Hana, yet you still pay for it for eating it. So too Chametz, even though there's no Hana you could get, you still have to pay for it. So it sounds like, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you don't. When it comes to Tashlumim of Chumah, it doesn't go based on value. It goes based on volume, Lufimida. Because just like Chumah Temeah, there's no value to it, there's no hana, yet you still pay for it. So too, on Chametz on Pesach, it has no value, but you still have to pay because Lufi Midah. Rabbi Kiva would say, no, it goes according to Mamon, according to value. So Chumah's Chametz on Pesach has no value to it. So that's the Machlokas. That's the Gemara brings this Machlokas. How you pay Lufi Mamon, Lufi Damim, is really, Lufi Damim or Lufi Midah, is really Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
They're both not going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili.
They're both not going like Rabbi Yosi. Well, Gemara is going to say that at the end. We're going to get to that point. But at this point, that seems to be where they're holding. And now, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says to Rabbi Kiva again, what are you talking about? Chumah Temeah, there's no Hana, and yet you still have to pay if you were to eat it. So it must not be based on Mamon. It has to go based on Midah. So Rabbi Kiva responds, Amar lo, not true. In Mamris, but Chumah Temeah, B'shai Mos Hashanah, Chumah Temeah, the rest of the year, Afal Pisha Ein Lo Ba, Het Achila, you're right, you can't eat Chumah Temeah. But Yeshla Baheta Hasaka. But there is a heta, you're allowed to use it as firewood, Chumah Temeah. It's actually a part of the Pasuk, a Joshua and the Pasuk. There's actually a key in mitzvah to use Chumah Temeah for your Tavshil. So Tomar Bezesh Ein Lo Habola Heta Achila Lo Heta Hasaka. You're going to extend that to Chametz, Chumas Chametz on Pesach, that doesn't have Heta Achila, doesn't have Heta Hana either. You can't use it for anything. It's Isra Hana across the board. You're going to tell me there, if you still eat Chumas Chametz, you're going to have to pay Tashumim? There's no value at all to Chumas Chametz on Pesach. Gemara says, Ha Lamaz Adome, the Chumas Tusim Vanavim, Shenitma. There's no different than if I had Chuma of berries or grapes, which became tamei. She'ein lo bo lehet achila vo het asaka. Those things you can't eat because it's tamei, and you also can't eat it because you can't use it for firewood because it doesn't work. It's not good firewood. It has no value. When it comes to chuma of tusim and anavim, apparently, so it has no value. You wouldn't have to pay anything.
So what would be a good example of chuma that you cannot eat but you can fire?
I wish I knew more about the agriculture, but let's say olives, maybe olive oil, probably better firewood. Yeah, sure, olive oil. Use it to fuel the fire. Yeah, so I guess berries doesn't really help so much, and grapes either. So
why it's olive stomach?
Hmm?
Why olive? What is it? Too much of it?
What is Truma Tamea? So if someone Tame touched it. So this is the back and forth between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And again, it seems that they're arguing about whether you go based on Damim or you go based on Mida. That's the Ketanai. And the Gemara just concludes this Braisa, Bemed Ramurim, when is this Halacha true, this whole Machlokes, Bemafrish Chuma Vechmita. When they separated Chuma, let's say, what Matzah, I made a Matzah that was Chuma, and then Vechmita, subsequent to that, it became Chametz on Pesach, it became Chametz. That's when there's such a Machlokes here about Chumas Chametz with Pesach, whether you have to pay it or not. But about Mafrish Chumas Chametz, but let's say I took Chametz on Pesach, and then I was Mafrish as Chuma on Pesach, Divrei Kol Eino Kedusha. Everybody agrees that Chametz cannot turn into Chuma. The Gemara is going to analyze this in another daf tomorrow morning. But again, the whole discussion, whether you pay according to Mamun or Damim, is only when you took Chuma that became Chametz. But if I took Chametz already and made that Chametz into Chuma on Pesach, that doesn't work. There's no Kedusha at all. There's not a Machlokas what value to pay. But again, we have to leave that hanging until tomorrow morning. The reason why I brought this Machlokas in the Brisa was to tell us this seems to be a Machlokas to Noam, how to pay Tachuma. Now the Gemara brings yet another Brisa. So we had Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, just remember these names, they argued about how to pay Chuma. Now we have two other Tanaim who argue similarly, but a little bit different, Tani Idach. Nosan l'Kohen Sakodesh. You have to give the Kohen, when paying back Chuma, you have to give him Kodesh. Rashi says three lines from the bottom, Esakodesh, Mashma Esakodesh She'ochol, Alma Roi Liyos Kodesh Haya, Kishe Yishalim Dugmason Yeshem Kodesh Shechalalav. You have to pay back something that is fit to become Chuma. That's what the halacha we learn from this pasuk. Thus, says the Gemara, Davar haroi lios kodesh, prat l'ochel. So you have to return something to the Kohen. You eat something and you return something that is capable of becoming kodesh. Prat, to the exclusion of l'ochel chumas chametz bePesach, let's say chumas chametz on Pesach, shepater minat hashlumim umidbeitzim divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. To the exclusion of, if I eat chumas chametz on Pesach, it's not royally as kodesh because chametz cannot be made chuma on Pesach. If I eat chumas chametz, I'm actually potter from paying everything. That opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is consistent with our Mishnah right now. Comes on Rabbi Elazar chasma mechayev. He says, no, you actually have to pay the value of the chuma that you ate. Again, we're talking about chumas chametz and Pesach, similar machlokas to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So what's the discussion? So I'm below Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben chasma. Why do you have to pay for eating chumas chametz and Pesach? What hana is there? It's aser bana. Amalo, Rabbi Elazar chasma. He responds back to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The same response we saw earlier. Shemeshalim. What do you mean? All year long, if I eat chuma tmeya, there's no hana to it, and I have to pay for it. So you see, you pay for things in chuma. You pay for chuma, even though there's no hana. Responds Amalo. Imlo, not true. Im amris b'chuma b'tmeya b'shayim alsoshana. You're right, the rest of the year I can't eat chuma tmeya, but at least I can use it for firewood. You're going to extend the same thing to chametz? Chametz is not even a heter hasaka. There's no hana at all. There's no value to it. Amlo, he responds, af bazu yesh lo ba heter hasaka. Not true. Even on chametz, there is a heter hasaka. You are allowed to use chametz for firewood. She'im rotza koin mariatz lefnei kalba. If he wants, he can take the chametz and give it to the dog's teeth. Oh, masika tachas tafshila. Or he could take the chametz and put it, use it as firewood. So therefore he says, no, there is damim, there is value to chametz.
This is on Pesach.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a total of four opinions we just saw in this whole discussion. These two different brises, is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, there's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elazar chasma. Two of them say pater, two of them say chayev. When Adam was getting to in a second, the Gemara is about to address how they work with Rabbi Yossi Aglutti. So the Gemara now says,
yeah.
Sorry?
I thought you can't give chametz.
So that's the Gemara is about to tell us that this last opinion is talking about Rabbi Yossi Aglutti.
Yeah.
The other three opinions hold that it's actually, there is an Isser Hana. The last opinion of Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds that there is a Heter Hana according to Rabbi Yossi Aglutti.
We don't have that guy.
Exactly. So he's the, but the other three all within, against Rabbi Yossi Aglutti. That's what you were saying before, right, Adam, I think? Right? Okay. So says the Gemara at the top of Laman Beis, Laman Beis, Amar Abaye. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who said you're pater from paying any value to Chametz on Pesach. Rabbi Kiva, who also said pater. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who argued in Rabbi Kiva that you're chayiv. Those three, kulo svirlu, Chametz be Pesach aser b'hana. They all hold that there is an Isser Hana on Pesach. So now we understand why Rabbi Akiva and why Rabbi Elzer ben Yaakov say you're pater from eating, from paying Chumas Chametz eaten on Pesach, because Chumas Chametz has no value, it's Aser Bana, therefore you don't have to pay anything, because they hold Lefi Damim. You have to pay according to the value. There's no value of Chumas Chametz on Pesach. So why does Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri say Chayiv? So Gemara explains, Ubaha Pligi, Rabbi Kiva Savar Lefi Damim Mishalem, that's why you don't pay anything, because Chametz has no value on Pesach. However, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri savar lefi mida mishalim. You pay according to the mida. Rabbi Yochan agrees. I agree to you that chametz is aser bana and there is no value. But when it comes to chuma, you don't pay according to the damim. You pay according to the mida. So that you stole a certain volume of apples, you have to return a certain volume of apples. Gemara says pshita. That's pretty obvious. That's the hezber of the mechokas. That's how to explain it. Where else would Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri? Why else would he say chayev? Gemara says not so obvious. Mal de tema, you would have thought Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri nami Rabbi Akiva svile. Really, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Dam lefi damim. He holds that you pay according to the value of truma mishalim. So why does he say chayiv then? Chametz is aser bana. V'hainu tema, v'hasim hainu tema to come chayiv. Why you chayiv? Mishum savra lak Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Damar chametz v'pesach moter bana. Maybe you would have thought he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that there's actually a heter hana on Pesach, and therefore chametz has value, and then you have to pay according to damim. Kamash Milan, he does not hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He holds like everybody else that chametz is aser bana. Yet he argues that when it comes to truma, you don't pay according to damim, you pay according to mina. Mar says ve'im ha'chanami. Maybe he does. How do you know he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Maybe he really holds that there is a heterna. Mar says imkain. If he really held that there was a heterna on Pesach of chametz, nehader le Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri le Rabbi Akiva, he should have responded Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri to Rabbi Akiva. He should have responded the same way Rabbi Elazar Chasma responded. Remember, the last brisa we said, the question was, Elazar says, no, there is a heter hana of chametz on Pesach because you could give it to your dog, or you could use it to as firewood. The fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri rather, did not answer that way tells us that he does not hold of a heter hana. He does not hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So what comes down is the four opinions we just saw. Three of them hold like Rabbi Yosi. Sorry, three of them do not hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Three of them hold aser bana, and the debate is how to pay truma lefi damim or lefi mida. And the fourth opinion of Elazar Chasma holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that there is a heter na on Pesach. So now the Gemara discusses goes on to a little discussion about truma. Taner Rabbanan, Brisa says, Ha'ochel kazayis truma mishalim keren v'chomesh. Person eats the amount of the kazayis of truma, he pays not only the keren, but he also pays an additional fifth. Abba Shaul Omer, ad sheyehe bo shava pruta. You know, you have to have the amount, not about volume, not about a kazayis, a sheer kazayis of the volume, but actually you pay according to the value, it has to have a shava pruta. My time of the Tanakhama, why does the Tanakhama hold kazayis? Amarkra, v'ish ki yochah kodesh bishgaga. The pasuk says in the context of eating truma b'shogeg, it says use the word achila. Achila all over the Torah means kazayis. V'abashol my time. What does abashol go based on a shava pruta, the value? Amakra v'noson v'ein nesina pachos m'shava pruta. The pasuk says v'noson. You have to give the kohen back the money. V'noson means that nesina is always no less than a shava pruta, so that's why it goes based on value. Vidach Nami, according to Abba Shaul, Hoksiv Yoka, doesn't also say Achila, which would imply Kezias. Hahu Prat Lemazik Kudasa. Now, the word Achila is used to only if you eat Chuma, you have to pay the Karen in Chomesh. But if I'm Mazik Chuma, if I burn the guy's Chuma, the Kohen's Chuma, I do not have to pay a Chomesh. That's the special Pasuk Achila, not to tell me the Shir, but to exclude a Mazik. Vitanakama, Haksiv Nasan. Doesn't it say Vinasan, which seems to imply a Pruta, not a Kezias? Hahumi Baile, the word Nasan doesn't tell me the sheer what needs to be eaten. Rather, Nasan Hahumi Baile, the Dava Haroi Lios Kodesh. Tell me when I pay back the Kohen money for the what I ate, the Chuma, it has to be something that's Roy to become Chuma. It has to be able to turn into Chuma. Okay, so there's an interesting discussion here that, let's say, according to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds it goes based on the Kazayas. Abashal goes based on Shava Pruta. Let's say the Tanakhama, I eat something that is a kezias, an amount of a kezias, but it's actually less than a shava pruta in value. So according to the Tanakhama, I have to pay back the money because it all goes based on kezias. But the shaila I saw brought down in the back here, the Imre Bina, had the following suffix. do you have to pay back to the owner that I stole from? Normally, you have to pay back to the kohen I stole from when there's a shavaputa as well. But let's say there's no shavaputa. When anything is pachos from shavaputa, there's no value to it. So mitzvah myself, as I violated the aver of truma, I have to pay back something for a kapara, a kezias. I'm paying back a kezias that's less than a pruta, so it has no mamon to it. So I don't really have to give it back to the kohen because him receiving pachos from shavaputa is not receiving anything. It's worthless to him. Mitzvah myself, I have to give something up to achieve a kapara. So the following shalah is, maybe if it's pachos from shavaputa, I could give it to any kohen because I really could give it to anybody as long as I just lose it, but a non-kohen, a zar, can't eat the chuma. So I got to give it to somebody who's able to eat it, so I could give it to any kohen I want just to achieve my kapara. Or no, do you say, even in this case, even though there's no real value, I have to give it to the specific kohen whom I stole from? That's the shalah he raises in light of this gemara. He doesn't come out with any conclusions, but that's the suffix he raises. And another interesting point comes out. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the chomesh, the relevance of paying the chomesh, the Torah says you pay a chomesh, that the Gemara says it's b'mokum ha-karbon. It's supposed to be in place of a karbon. So some achronim say that's only true according to the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama, who says you ate the shear of a chuma, is kezias. So chomesh is b'mokum ha-karbon, because when you chayav to bring a karbon for eating something, iser achila, that's a kezias. So there's a correspondence here. If I eat a kezias of chuma, I pay a chomesh, that corresponds to eating a kezias of carbon. Those two are very much connected. But according to Abba Shaul, when it comes to carbonos, kezias is the shear carbonos. When it comes to chuma and chomesh, it's a shear pachos mishar pruta. They're two different shearim. They're unequal. So they have the following subject. Would it be true, even according to Abba Shaul, is the chomesh that you pay, which is only based on shava pruta, not based on kezias, would that chomesh also be considered bimokum carbon? Or no, it's different, because they're two different shirim. That's the suffix they raise. Now, there's no real nachmin, I don't think. It's just how to view, how to perceive the chomesh, the relevance of the chomesh, whether it really is viewed as being b'makum carbon or not b'makum carbon.
What does it mean, b'makum carbon?
That in theory, a person who eats chuma should have to pay a carbon. For violating that avera, it's worthy of a carbon. For whatever reason, the Torah said that it's enough to pay a chomesh, that is going to replace your carbon that should have been brought. Okay.
Every time a person steals, he has to bring a carbon. Yeah, what?
No, no. Stealing is just pay money. Uh-huh. Just pay money. Right. Okay. So now let's go back to the Gemara. So that's the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanon. Halfway down. Two dots. Ha'ochel truma pachos mekezayis. You eat less than kezayis. Meshalim is a karen ve'enu meshalim is a chomesh. You pay the value, but you do not pay a chomesh. A chomesh has to have at least a kezayis, like the opinion of Tanakam. Hey, what's the exact case here? You did less beishava pruta. If this amount I ate, also in addition to being a pachos mekezayis, it's also pachos meshava pruta. So karanami lo lishalim, I shouldn't have to pay any amount. Pachos meshava pruta has no value when it comes to, at least in for a yisrael, pachos meshava pruta were normally mochel on. There's a number of rashis throughout Shas actually why pachos meshava pruta you're exempt from paying any value, either because a yisrael is mochel or because it just objectively has no value to it. So if it has no value and it's less than a kezias, you're pata even from the karen. Vida isbe shava pruta, let's say it has a shava pruta, then chomesh nami l'shalom, then I should have to also pay the chomesh. Says the Gemara, liolam isbe shava pruta, really it has a shava pruta. But since it's more than a pruta, less than a kezias, I have to pay keren, but I'm pater from a chomesh. Meaning this is the opinion of the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama holds, when it comes to the chomesh, you need a kezias. Because the pasuk says achila, in the context of truma and paying back chomesh, you need a kezias. When it comes to Karen, Karen goes based on the value that you ate. As long as there's a pruta that you ate, you have to pay Karen, but you're still exempt from the Chomesh until there's a Kezias. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanon Kamid Rapapa, they said in front of Rapapa the following. Ha, this Brisa that we just quoted, Dilo Ka'abashal, is not in accordance with Abashal. Di Ka'abashal, Ha Amar, Kaven Shiyesh Bashar Pruta, since there's an amount of a pruta, Afagab Dilespe Kezias, even though there's no Kezias, Abishal above told us that if you ate a pruta worth of chuma, you would have to even pay chomesh. The Brice above says if you ate more than a pruta, less than a kezias, you are pater from chomesh. This seems to not go according to Abishal. So Amalu Rapapa, Rapapa responds back to these Tamidim, these Rabbanim who are speaking in front of him. Rapapa says, Afilu Tema Abishal. You could even say that this Brice is in accordance with Abishal. Because Abishal Tartibai. Abishal requires two things. He says Shavapruta, but he also requires a Kazayas. He needs two things. To be Chayiv Chomish, you need a Kazayas and Pruta. One without the other will not be Mechayiv Chomish. The case above had one without the other. It had a Pruta, but it did not have a Kazayas. Abishal requires both of those factors, and since both were not present, you're Pater from Mechomish, even according to Abishal.
So the Gemara said before, V'idach nami haksiv yochal. Gemara is asking Abishal, why, what do you do with Yochal? He said, ha'u prachomazik. I guess that wasn't Abishal talking, that was Gemara answering for him, because Abishal holds you still need Yochal to teach Kazayas.
So it's a very, very good kasher. In the end, we'll see where Papa's actually chozer. He's forced in, this ends up being not a good pshat. But within that pshat, trying to figure out how do you view that discussion, you have to say that's the Gemara answering for him. But in the end, that Gemara holds up because Rav Papa is really incorrect. So Gemara says, Umi boy Abishal Tarti, does Abishal really require both a Kazayas and Shavapruta? We have a mission that says, Abishal Omer, et sheyesh b'sharapruta chai b'tashlum, et she'en b'sharapruta eino chai b'tashlum. He clearly only cares about Shavapruta. He doesn't make any mention of Kazayas. So where did Papa get this from, that you require a Kazayas in addition to the Pruta? Amru lo, so they respond back to him, lo. Lo amru shavapruta, el in me'ila bavad. They only require shavapruta in regards to me'ila, the halachas of me'ila. You require shavapruta. Aval l'truma eino chayv ad sheyeh bo kazayas. So they respond back, Abishal's opinion was really only stated for me'ila, nothing to do with truma. Came to truma, he actually agreed with Tanakhama, there's no such machlokas. Very strange point, because it seemed to be clear above that Abishal was talking about truma. So Gemara responds back, Vim Isa, if that's really true, so then Kaven Sheyesh Bo Kazayas Mibayle Tiyufta. He should have said, Abishal's statement above should have really emphasized the idea of Kazayas, not the idea of a of Pruta, and Tiyufta, this is a very strange strange explanation. Abishal, it's clearly rejected. So Abishal, therefore, that Bryce above that said anything that has Shava Pruta, but less than a Kazayas, your Pater from Chomesh is not in accordance with Abishal, it goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. Okay. So let's, we still have 10 minutes. I'm debating whether I should go to continue the Gemara to the next stop. It goes like 15 lines down, 12 lines down, or do a Tosfos. What do you guys want, Tosfos or Gemara?
Gemara.
Okay, Gemara it is. So Gemara says, Vaf Rav Papa Hadar Bey. Rav Papa himself agreed and he ended up retracting. He said, you're right, Abishal does not require both. It's enough to just have one. Namely, Shavapruta. The Tanya. The Brisa says, it's going to be a few lines until we get back to Rav Papa. The Brisa says, Chata Bishgaga, when it comes to the context of eating Me'ila here, I think. Right. Pasuk says, Nefesh ki simal mal v'chata Bishgaga. When a person violates Me'ila, he eats it. He's chayva shogeg, he's chayva carbon. Problem is that if you were to eat or be nehenef from me'ila on purpose, b'mezid you're pata from a carbon. Me'ila is only chayv b'shkaga, a chayv in a carbon. We're talking about carbonos right now. Balo dinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Ma shar mitzel shechay ben karis, other mitzels that you're chayv karis, poter behenes amezid, that you exempt a mazid from a carbon. In general, a person mazid is not chayv carbonos, only b'shogeg. Mila she'emba karis, mila which is a lesser level, mila has no karis attached to it. Eino din shepater mazid. Isn't it even more so obvious that it should be pater from a carbon if done with mazid? Meaning, why do you need the pasuk? It's a kal v'chomer. No need for a pasuk to exclude a mila mazid mila from a carbon. Why is it law? Not true. Imamris b'shar mitzos. Other mitzvahs don't have a misa. They have karis, but they don't have a chiv misa b'deshemayim. Karis is different than misas b'deshemayim. Tomar b'me'ila shechai b'misa. Are you going to tell me by me'ila it has a misas b'deshemayim? Meaning they're different. In this case, it sounds like the Gemara thinks the suffix is, which is worse? Is karis worse or is misas b'deshemayim worse? That seems to be the back and forth. The Gemara is going to point that out in a moment. So therefore, since you think me'ila is worse, that in general, other mitzvahs that have no misas b'deshemayim, they're amazed it's pata from a carbon. And maybe when it came to Mila, which is a more chomer, maybe a mazid should be chayv in a carbon, even b'mazid. Tamalomer bishkaga, that's why you need a pasuk, prat l'mazid, to the exclusion of someone who b'mazid ate or violated Mila. So on this, Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, le Rav Chia bar Abin. Hai Tana, this particular Tana, meikara alima le karis. Initially thought karis was alima, karis was stronger, which was more chomer. In the end, he thought actually Misa, which was by Chuma, is more chomer than Karis. Vamalei hachi kama. This is what they respond back. Lo, not true. It's not true that misa is more chamer than karis. Karis is more chamer than misa. You know, from the end of all the al-chait, we say, we list all the different levels of onshin, misa b'dishamayim. Karis comes after misa b'dishamayim as we build up. So, no, not true. In mamers b'shar mitzvos, other mitzvos, shekein l'chai b'hen misa b'pachas m'kezayis, when you eat less than a kezayis, or you violate an isser less than a kezayis, you don't get misa. You need a shear of a kezayis to be chayiv the misa, whatever isser we're talking about. Tomer b'mila, are you going to say by mila, which has a chumrah, shechayiv b'misa b'pachas m'kezayis? Mila has a certain chumrah to it. You're chayiv misa, even less than a kezayis when it comes to mila. So that's the chumrah when it comes to mila, that even less than a kezayis is a chayiv misa. So maybe that's why you should be even a, that should be kal v'chomer, there should be a p'tur in carbon. I'm sorry, that there should be a p'tur in carbon, exactly. V'amalei tanuach daitcha shanach des daiti. You satisfied me, you appeased me with which what you said. I'm very happy the way you read the b'raisa. Okay, I didn't understand the b'raisa initially, going back and forth, which is more chomer? Is misa more chomer? Kari is more chomer? It's so obvious to me, kari is more chomer. But now that you told me, no, the chumra of chuma of mila is not that misa might be more chomer than kari. That wasn't the chumra, because that's clear to me, kari is more chomer. The chumra is that pachas mikazayas could generate a chiyah misa. Now you've really satisfied me, this is how you read the b'raisa. So Amalei, my nechusa, what satisfaction? Why are you so pleased with the brisa? There's still a problem with the brisa. The rabba of Rav Sheshes shadu be narga. They threw an axe. They had a kasha on this brisa. Man shmasle damar. Who's the opinion damar that says hazid be meila be misa? Who holds that when you violate meila on purpose, you get a chiyah misa? Rebbe is the opinion that holds violating meila be mezid is chiyah misa. The Tanya. Hizid b'mila, if you violate mila on purpose, Rebbe omer b'misa, Recham omer b'azhara. So that's Rebbe. Okay, fine. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe tell us that you chayiv misa and mezid b'mila? I'm a Rebbe Abou. Gomer chayit mitchuma. He has a gzeir shava. He learns from chuma. Ma chuma b'misa, ap mila b'misa. Just like if you eat chuma b'mezid, you chayiv misa. So too, if you eat mila b'mezid, or you violate mila b'mezid, you chayiv misa. Now, once you have this gzeir shava, uminei, from this gzeir shava, ma chuma b'kezayis af mila b'kezayis. So too, that the only time you violate, you get a misa from eating chuma is when you eat at least the kezayis, that's when you get a misa. The same should hold true when you eat mila, only with the kezayis are you going to get misa, but not pachos m'kezayis. So there seems to be an internal contradiction in this brisa. I'm wondering, who holds mezid gets misa? Rebbe. For this gzeir shava. But Rebbe can't hold to get a chiyah misa from mila when you're eating less than a kezayis. Because the very same source that you learn misa to mila is from chuma, you should also learn you need a minimum of a kezayis to get that misa. You can't say you get misa from chuma, but you get misa less than a kezayis. That's the suffix they had here. That was the whole back and forth. And on this is why we need Rapapa, umaskiv lo Rapapa, mimai, the Rebbe karbanos relay. Whoever said Rebbe held chuma, you chayiv chuma for a kezayis like the Rabbanan. Dilma ka abba shal sfirle, damar yeshba sharputa. Af gab the less big kezayis. No. Really, you could still have the gezeir shava to chuma and everything could work out. You're right, chuma is the source of me'ila. Chuma is where we learn that you get a chiyav misa for eating me'ila b'mezid. But you don't have to learn you need a minimum of a kezayis from a chuma. Maybe he holds like abba shal that you need a minimum of shava pruta, which could still be less than a kezayis. And that won't be a kasha on that brisa. And it's fine. Rebbe's the author of the Mishnah, the brisa. Rebbe holds you get a chiyah misa for mila. And he could still hold you could get a chiyah misa less than a kezayis with a shavapruta you need. Because he might hold, like Abba Shaul, that all you need is a shavapruta for chuma, not a kezayis. That's Rav Papa talking. So says the Gemara, V'hara papahu, damar da Abba Shaul, tartabai. What do you mean? Doesn't Rav Papa hold you need two according to Abba Shaul? You need a shavapruta and a kezayis? Elishma mina hadar beis. We see it here. Rav Papa is chozer. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here.